Three Inescapable Realities of Life, by Krishna's Mercy.
Arjun Uvach Parang Brahm Parang Dham Pavitrang Parmang Bhavan Purushang Shashvatang Divyam Adi Devam Ajang Vibhum Ahustvam Rishyah Sarve Devarshir Nardastatha Asito Devlo Vyasah Swayam Chev Bravishi Me Quote, Arjuna said, "You are the Supreme Brahman, the ultimate, the supreme abode and purifier, the absolute truth and the eternal divine person. You are the primal God, transcendental and original, and you are the unborn and all-pervading beauty. All the great sages such as Narada, Asita, Devla, and Vyasa proclaim this of you, and now you yourself are declaring it to me." Bhagavad Gita 10.12-13.
The spiritual teacher says to avoid chasing after sense gratification, that there is no point. The recipient of such wisdom may never have heard of the term.
What is sense gratification? I am simply living my life. I am doing what everyone else does. How am I supposed to go about my day, then?
The spotless wisdom descends from the top. A chain of transfer beginning with the only person of true perfection, the teachings are meant to show a different way of life, one that will bring true happiness. Otherwise, the chase and sense gratification will always leave a person in the same position relative to others. That is to say, no matter to where a person moves, they will always find at least three types of people juxtaposed for comparison. 1. Will always find someone lesser. You hear these reminders when a person is complaining about their plight. The words go something like the following.
No one has it worse than me. I am struggling so much. I can't get enough sleep at night. I am forced to wear these uncomfortable clothes and sit at a desk all day, staring at a bright computer screen. Please explain to me how this is any different from prison. At least on a long-haul flight there is the option to close your eyes and take rest. I can't do that here since others surround me, there is no privacy.
To put things into the proper perspective, a friend may give the following reminder.
Actually, so many people have it far worse than you. Think of the ones struggling for food. They don't know if they will eat tomorrow. Then there are those suffering from illness. They may not live another day. Be thankful that you at least have a job. So many people would envy your situation.
2. We'll always find someone equal. These are known as peers. In the business community they are colleagues. Friendship is formed because of this status. If I work at the same place as someone else, we have a common interest and thus an easy way towards friendship. People who speak the same language can better communicate with each other. If I am the same age as someone else, perhaps we share similar memories from childhood with respect to sports and entertainment. Whatever the situation, there is always someone in similar circumstances. 3. We'll always find someone greater. It is in this particular area that the chase for sense gratification falls short. If I am trying to become the richest person in the world, there will always be someone with more money. If that can't be proven, if I can show that my net worth is more than anyone else's, then there is at least one way that another person excels me. They may have more free time on their hands. After all, who is better situated, the person who has no peace of mind or the one who is always calm and relaxed, no matter the conditions of the external world? Someone may have more muscles than me. Perhaps a larger family from which to draw support. The idea is that chasing after temporary positions in a material existence is not a good use of time. There is only one person who is superior in every area. That is one of the reasons he rightfully earns the name Bhagavan. He is the best in at least six features that can be enumerated and described. Bhagavan has the most wealth. He is the owner of the entire creation, after all. He is the most beautiful, seen through the amazing visual of the all-attractive one, Sri Krishna. He is the strongest, as he holds the entire solar system in place. He is the most famous, As the Vedas and saintly people have been singing his glories since before anyone can remember. He has the most knowledge, as evidenced by the unmatched wisdom found in his teachings. He is also the most renounced, since no attachment can bring him down, he never falls, Akiyuta. The human being is so fortunate since they have the ability to share in these glories. They can connect with the greatest person and feel no rivalry in the process. They become so proud and pleased that the Supreme Lord has the most chaste and devoted wife, Sita Devi. They shed tears of joy when they remember that Bhagavan has the best servant in Sri Hanuman. They are thankful that the devoted mother, Yashoda, sets the example for everyone to follow. They also can confirm with first-hand knowledge that Bhagavan's representatives are the true saints of this world, providing rescue from the depressing life in illusion, Maya. In closing, wise person to remind, that always state to find someone lesser where, a peer with status to share and person having more, so why hard working for, better to bask in Bhagavan's glory, guru of him many a story.